And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 22nd of June, 2016. It was on this day, 1944, that the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944 became law, a law better known as the GI Bill, signed into law by President Franklin D. Roosevelt, which provided a number of benefits for returning veterans at the end of World War II. Education, unemployment pay, low-interest loans for houses, farms, or businesses. It turned out to be a very popular piece of legislation, but it almost did not pass at all. The House and the Senate fought over various parts of it. Some congressmen didn't want to extend unemployment benefits to veterans. They worried it would stop people from looking for work. Other people thought that veterans would not fit in at colleges, which historically had been attended mostly by children of privilege. But Congress also wanted to avoid the sort of public scandal that followed World War I, when in 1932 poor, hungry veterans marched on Washington to demand the bonus that had been promised to them, and federal troops had to be brought in to force the World War I veterans out of Washington, D.C. So the bill passed, and it was a huge success, especially in the realm of education. In 1947, 49% of students admitted to college were veterans. Many colleges, from Stanford to the University of Georgia to Rutgers, nearly doubled the size of their student body. Of the 16 million World War II veterans, almost half of them took advantage of education programs. Before World War II, a very small percentage of Americans attended college. About 15% of people between the ages of 18 and 20 were enrolled. Most of those were from well-to-do families. And so people were surprised after the war when the veterans turned out to be very successful students. Joseph Heller, author of Catch-22, went to NYU on the GI Bill, as did Frank McCourt, the poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Norman Mailer studied at the Sorbonne in Paris. It's the birthday of the author of the great anti-war novel All Quiet on the Western Front, Erich Maria Remarque, born in Osnabrück, Germany, 1898. And it's the birthday of Harriet Mulford Lothrop, born in New Haven, 1844, who wrote under the pen name Margaret Sidney The Five Little Peppers and How They Grew, about a young widow with five perfect children. Here's a poem by Donald Hall, Summer Kitchen. In June's high light, she stood at the sink with a glass of wine and listened for the bobolink and crushed garlic in late sunshine. I watched her cooking from my chair. She pressed her lips together, reached for kitchenware, and tasted sauce from her fingertips. "It's ready now. Come on," she said. "You light the candle." We ate and talked and went to bed and slept. It was a miracle. Summer Kitchen, poem by Donald Hall from the Selected Poems of Donald Hall, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.